Audio Gravity, 1st of November 2009. First link today is over on vimeo.com/groups/Vlomo. Every year in November, there is a... every day of November, should I say, every year, the video bloggers of the world unite in posting low-maintenance videos. So those videos can be anything you want. As long as it moves, you can post it. And... the official Mifidia channel for it is over on mifidia.com/channels/Vlomo09. Expect, you know, a ton of videos from the 100 plus members that are in the group, and you'll probably be seeing everybody posting one video each day. Next link today is over on nexvio.com, nexvio.com. First link on this page is actually the Real Director, which is the fully blown video editing for the iPhone 3GS. Now, when it first came out, it was a little bit sort of clunky, a little bit buggy, but the update to version 2 has made it a little bit more agreeable. And it's pretty decent price as well, really. For the money, I mean, you're getting pretty much like a little mini iMovie in your pocket, if you like. And for $4.99, it's, like I say, it's not really a lot of money. And you can import music straight into Real Director as well from the computer, and select that and use that in your little video edits. Next link up today is wikireader.com. Thewikireader.com, should I say. This is Wikipedia in your pocket. Browse 3 million topics. Now, this is a little device, little square, plasticky, white surround, three buttons on the front of it. And it's basically an electronic encyclopedia giving physical form to Wikipedia. So it brings the world of Wikipedia to your fingertips with three simple buttons. I really, really like the idea around this. I don't know how much it is. Let me go and have a quick look at it. It's $99, and it's shipping worldwide. It needs two AA batteries. And for updates, it's $29 a year for two updates per year, which is pretty darn good. If you're looking for, you know, taking stuff offline, or maybe you're interested in certain things, you can do a little search on the little wiki reader, and Wikipedia in your pocket. It's pretty awesome. Next link today is over on awgh.org. How to connect a PS2 keyboard to the iPhone. Talk about over the top hacking. Why you would want to connect a PS2 keyboard to an iPhone is beyond me, but the fact that they've done it and the fact that they even attempted it is pretty epic. I think the way it works is that they've done it through SSH, and they basically hack into the phone and use various pinouts on the charging socket at the bottom, using a little PCB board called the Pod Breakout version 1.3, I think they use. Pretty epic that they've actually gone to the lengths of making this connector, and then there's like this special board that it connects into on an Arduino, which does all the I presume does all the work. It looks ugly as sin. It's not going to be a portable solution anytime soon, and like I said, there's a few little things that they that how they use it. They use VNC, which is the VNC server. There's a libVNC server client. There's a toolchain iPhone build environment, which has got GCC, libGCC, and all the compiling tools that you would need. Mobile terminal, so you can access the iPhone terminal. And wget, so you can pull down the source files, etc., etc. And, you know, you've got to give them props for actually getting it working and, you know, even attempting it. So pretty epic. I mean, if they could bring this down into a little, you know, tidy box format, and somebody actually took this and made it a little product, I don't think I could see people walking around with a big PS2 keyboard, but I could definitely see somebody walking around with a little mini keyboard, a little wireless Bluetoothy one maybe, with a little connector that you have on the bottom of your iPhone, and then the rest of it in your bag or whatever for typing out stuff on the go. We're definitely going to see somewhere between the mobile phone, the netbook, and a tablet. We're going to definitely see some sort of convergence there. And the keyboard is always going to be a problem for doing mobile updates. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Next link today is progressivered.com, Cuba. spelt C-U-3-E-R. This is quite nice. It is a Flash 3D image. How could I describe it? It's a slider, I guess. It's a 3D image slider. It's this big sort of middle of the screen 3D box that you can sort of control it to spin round, spin left and right. You can put a heading on there. You can put various other bits and pieces on it. I actually really like the idea of using this for Posterous, for some of the projects that I was thinking of getting off the ground, having this as a main display block on each of the Posterous, but have obviously different graphics and different headings in each one. But I need to think about how I'm going to replace it for devices that don't support Flash, obviously. And finally, last link today is hardmac.com. The reason why I like HardMac so much is that they aggregate all the stuff around the web to do with the Mac, and they put the good stuff together. They don't put all the sort of spin. They get all the decent reviews. Definitely worth subscribing to via RSS. That's it for today. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.